is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, Bridging Realms with Becca Honeycutt. Becca is an energy healer, body-mind counselor with a passion for shadow work, the art of making the unconscious to conscious. It's about diving into the depths of you, facing and embracing your deepest fears about yourself to reclaim and empower you to move forward in the seat of your own authority. This is an excavation and reclamation of the soul. This returns to you the ability to trust in yourself, unapologetically speak your truth, and have full freedom of expression. Please welcome back Becca Honeycutt to News for the Soul.
Heidi ho, Becca Honeycutt, survivor, shadow worker, and sassy human. The work I share with you guys on this podcast is work that I learned due to my own experience of childhood abuse and how spirit showed me to use the pain I was dealt in order to make me stronger and get me out of survival mode and back to the truth of who I really am. And now I help women turn shame and self-blame from childhood abuse into unapologetic confidence in 90 days using my signature shadow system so that you are free to fully express and be loved and accepted for all of who you are. So today, my friends, we are going to chat about the gift of things going wrong. Dun, dun, dun. So during today's show, if you resonate, have questions, want to know how to help yourself along the way in here, relationship to how this is showing up in your life, please feel free to call into chat, and you can do that, excuse me, at 646-595-4274 and ask to be connected to me live on the show. I'm just going to tell you right now, my mouse doesn't seem to be working correctly today, so I don't know what's going on, but there's so much energy in the world right now that I can't seem to find words at the moment, so if that happens, just bear with me. So I don't know if you have been feeling this, but all these shifts in the energy, the world, and what's going on all around us has a lot of us massively, quote unquote, off balance, okay? So because we're in new territory, we've been living basically from our minds, thinking we know how to do this or that, or we know how to get somewhere, or we know how to make it happen. And that was true. Ego, mind knowing, and logical physical world doing created physical world results. That was true like 2 minutes ago and in the past. And at this moment, it's no longer true. So, and that's because we are shifting as an entire collective and world into heart-led creation. We are starting to wake up to the truth of who we are as spiritual beings. And none of us have ever done this before while in a body. The world has never gone through what it's going through before. So you may feel crazy as your old ways stop working, and out of control as you grasp for the old ways and come up empty-handed, right? So everything you knew how to use doesn't work anymore, and so what do you do now? Because we haven't learned the new ways, right? So we are now learning new ways on the fly as we encounter them. We are learning and implementing simultaneously. The term vertical learning was a very accurate description that I had heard used a while back. And it's just speeding up and getting faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster as it goes. So it's just, you're not nuts. Okay. I just want to let you know, we all might feel like we are losing our freaking minds right now. I know I do. I've been through that a couple of times this week. It's just like, the visions I'm seeing, the information I'm getting, it's like none of it makes any sense, but there's something in my body that's just like, yes, let this happen. Yes, let this happen. Yes, let this happen. My mind has ideas about this is bad, this is wrong. I'm seeing things that make me feel uncomfortable, you know, all this other kind of stuff. And what Spirit had told me was just sit back and let me do my work. I am rebalancing your system. And while it happens, you are going to see things on the screen of your mind that your mind knows to call bad, evil, wrong. But what I'm doing is balancing it out, removing that out. So the astrology is off the chain this month. I don't know all of, I'm not an astrologer. I kind of intuit astrology and then pay attention to things that are going on. But we got two freaking eclipses, a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. And one of them is on the north node and one of them is on the south node. And here's what I know about that, not being an astrologer. Moon is emotions and south node is the past. So we are literally feeling everything we're letting go of right now, right? You might be like, God, I'm so emotional. I can't control myself. All these old thoughts of old people or old relationships. Venus has been huge. So relationship is massive right now. She's been with us for months doing some crazy stuff. And there's a lot of people breaking up right now. There's a lot of marriages ending. Like it's just, it seems weird and off the hook. And in my opinion, it's also because as Aquarius rises and the feminine energy, I don't mean women, I mean feminine energy, we all have it, is rising in us to now become heart and less logical. It's about that feminine energy valuing itself at a larger capacity than we ever had before. So we are now, that energy is now no longer willing to be small, to take shit from people, to live in ways that we have been conditioned to live by the mind that might suppress us, suppress our voice, suppress our expression. We just won't stand for it. We have been standing for it. We have been agreeing that we deserve to be small, or that energy in us deserves to be small, even in men, right? Because a lot of the narrative, I don't want to super generalize, but the narrative in cultural society is like men don't cry. We are, you know, it's not good. It's not, well, the feminine has been suppressed out of them too. So that's what they're dealing with. We have maybe felt the same way where it's like we aren't allowed to show our emotions, but we're emotional beings, right? So we as women might be processing it differently. And this is why we're now going, nope, I'm not willing to tolerate the behavior from you. So you need to shift it. And if you're not going to shift it, I'm out. Because all of a sudden that energy is starting to value itself more than whatever it shrank itself to be with. Okay. So there's a huge wakey up going on right now. And it is a massive disruption to the mind, to logic, to doing to make things happen in the physical world. We're learning how to be creators of the heart. We lean in with, certain people are creative, like writers and all this stuff, and you're hearing them talk about writer's block or I can't paint or whatever it is. When that happens, it's because we go to our mind and try to figure out what is it that I'm going to paint? What is it I'm going to do, right? For me, it's like I'm trying to post about my business and I'm doing the same thing. I'm not a marketer. I don't do this real well. And part of me thinks I have to get it right. When the truth is, what the hell does the soul of me want to express to the people that I help today? Really, that's all I have to do. But sometimes it's not super easy to connect. So this is really about dropping into gut, knowing what does your gut want to say? What does the love that flows through you want to create? What is the truth of that energy here? Okay? So many of us seem to be encountering what looks like derailments, or what we would label derailments in our trajectory, right? Things aren't working out the way we thought they would, or that we were working toward, right? Things seem to be going very, very quote unquote wrong for us right now. So how do we work with this? Okay. So this is where we dive into shadow work, my reason for living. Not really my reason for living, but what always helps bring you to truth. That's what shadow work is designed to do. So anytime you find yourself triggered or trying to control your surroundings, that is a place that you want to like slow down, stop, and turn to shadow work if you are interested in using this. So these are the tools that I provide here on the show, right? So we're going to take you through some of this today. So controlling doesn't help, right? Blaming others doesn't help. It doesn't change anything. Shadow work shifts these things every time. It may not be immediate and it may not be comfortable, but it's true. Okay? So let's dive in. So take a deep breath and just close your eyes. As long as you're not driving, clearly. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine like zooming out of your body, zooming out of yourself, like they do in movies, right? The camera zooms out up above what's going on, usually right before the end of the movie, right? So imagine your perspective zooms out of your body and floats way high above, like the end of that movie. But right before the credits roll, I want you to stop in midair. Now look at yourself that's below you and notice how this feels different. What new perspective do you have from here? Don't think about it. Feel into it. What feels different from this perspective? And just notice what arises as you see yourself from this larger perspective, right? Just notice what's here. Don't do anything about it. Just notice what's here. Now, from this space, I want you to ask yourself, what is the gift in the delay that you are experiencing right now? Or what is the gift of how, of what is showing up right now? Rather than how you wanted it to show up, right? Really listen and notice what is the gift in this moment right now with whatever struggle it is you're experiencing. What's the gift? You're asking for the gift. Don't look for it. Ask and wait and feel. And don't expect it to make any sense. So just really listen and notice what's present. There is a reason for everything that is showing up for you right now. No matter what it is, no matter what it looks like. What is the gift in what is showing up for you right now? Even if it isn't what you want. There's still a gift in it. But when we get so derailed and disturbed by how it is not going our way, we can get lost in what is showing up for us, in what is actually present. Like we can get lost in the story of what we wanted, and then we miss what's right in front of us. So when we end up putting all our energy into changing it, fixing it, being upset about it's not going the way that we wanted it to, we completely miss that gift that the universe is trying to give us. And instead, we end up struggling longer because we're trying to change it, when spirit is trying to lead us exactly where we want to go, or better. But we think we know better than spirit, right? Spirit is unlimited. Our minds only know what they have experienced. You see where I'm going here? The risk of leaning into and trusting the unknown to move us has much, much more power to bring us to where we want to go or something greater than our little wounded, triggered, egoic minds can. They are limited. And unlimited energy is trying to lead your way to even more of what you are than your tiny mind can know. So, here's the challenge. Are you willing to let go of control and let that controlling ego die? Right? Ask your body. Notice what your body says about this, not your mind, because your mind is going to argue for its survival. Are you willing to let go of control and let the controlling ego die and allow your heart and soul to lead you on your path? That is the current ask that we are in right now. This is what I call spiritual emergency as spiritual emergence. Both are happening, right? One thing looks like the other because the same thing is happening. Something bigger is trying to break through. What's trying to expand in you right now? What is asking you to be more than you have ever been before? What is it asking you to let go of in order to become a bigger version of you? The space that we hold limitation in ourselves is the very space that spirit, universe, whatever you believe in, is trying to clear up for you and replace with something mondo tons better. But we have to be willing to let go of our little pacifier and lean fully into the faith of whatever it is you trust. Faith in what you believe in, faith in what you pray to, complete letting go and surrender into a trust fall with this divine energy. And it's not easy when your mind is the thing that's in control. Because your mind, ego, logic is always going to fight what you feel. I mean, until you do lots and lots of work on it, and then you shift the boat around, right? We talked about Titanic hitting that thing in reverse. But when we are operating from my thought, my mind is the gateway of safety, we're limited, right? And what I mean by that is my mind is going, I have to know it before I can feel it. I have to understand what it is before I feel safe enough to let it in, right? That's what I'm talking about. The mind is the gatekeeper. You've got a limited thing that is gatekeeping the bigger reality you are asking for. It literally will not let it in. And every bit of conditioning, how you were raised, if you had any abuse, if you had any trauma, if you're afraid to be shiny, if you're afraid to take up space, all of that is what's gatekeeping your highest whatever it is you want for yourself out if you're going through the mind. That's what the mind's automatically set up to do because of conditioning. It's set to what do you call that? Words again. Odometer setting, whatever it is. You know, if you have a range on there with a little pointy thing going to it, it's set on the only thing I'm looking for is safety. That's what your mind is pointed to. It's only looking for what is safe. And until it feels safe or until I understand it in a way that it's safe, it's not getting in to my sphere, my life, my body, my world. But what you actually desire is so much bigger. And if you're constantly playing only in safety, how are you going to have all these amazing, incredible experiences that you want? Because part of the fun of those is experience. And if you know what you're going to experience, it's not fun. Part of the fun of experiencing things is the not knowing. The freedom, the new experiences, the aha moments that I couldn't even possibly see coming around the corner, right? Like Wonderland, like when we were kids, a lot of us, we look, right? I want to go back to how I felt like as a kid. Things weren't necessarily safe when you were a kid, right? But you were still connected to something where you felt safe, even if bad shit was going down. Like, and I'm not talking physical safety, but it was like you felt known, you felt safe, like you felt heard, understood by something bigger than yourself. We all come in with some form of this usually until things happen that take us away from it. Okay. But that, and when we were in that as children, there was no, your mind was not even a thing because you didn't have one and fully developed until you were 21. The rational mind is not fully developed until that age. So it was literally, you were feeling energy. Your gut guided you. Your instincts knew, and your connection to divinity was what made you feel strong, seen, invincible, powerful, right, because you knew your truth, even if you weren't able to follow it, right? This is what we're trying to be reconnected to. But in order to do that, we have to undo the conditioning that's in our way, undo the small self, the small versions, the egoic safety constructs that we learned. This is safe. This is, that whole world is dying. There's no such thing as the right way to do it. There really never was. It's just we all believed the conditioning until recently, when the whole entire world is now going through something else collectively. And we're starting to see the truth of what's behind the curtain, right? And now there's no collective safe space to stand, where it was like maybe we believed that government was a safe place to stand. Maybe we believed in the rules as a safe place to stand. Maybe we believed in the church as a safe place to stand, or our relationship as a safe place to stand. Anything outside of you is no longer a safe place to stand, because we're all going through this differently and we're all going through it our own way. And the divine lightning bolt that's coming through here is to wake you up to your own freaking truth. It isn't about anybody else agreeing with you. It isn't about everybody being on the same page. It's what the hell is true for you and stand in it. You move from there. That is your new internal confident power. You trust yourself. You trust your connection to divine, whatever that looks like for you. Not because you're supposed to and not because it's the right way to do it, but because you feel a sense of it in your body that says, yes, this is true for me. And right now, the part that's really screwy is your body may know, yeah, this is really true for me. And your mind is going to argue with you and say, no, but it's not safe. And up until now, most of us have always followed what the mind says. So I am going to challenge you to follow what your gut says, to start playing with that energy. What does your inner knowing say? We all have access to this. Inner knowing is not some mystical, crazy thing. It's like we are born with this. It's instinct. You, and I've talked about this 1,000 times, but I'm just going to use it for reference and say it again. You walk into some space. You walk into some old house or old something or something somewhere, and your body feels this thing like, get out, right? We've all felt these energies. Something in there knows there's something going on in this house. I don't want to be around it. Or there's a creepy house and your mind will say, you're making it up. Everything is fine. But you know, that is what we're trusting here. The thing that tells us the truth. It doesn't take time. We don't analyze it. Your body's like, boom, instant. Now, get out. I'm going to trust that. Right? How many times does that little inner voice come up? And you didn't follow it, and you say to yourself, damn, I knew this and I should have listened. Right? I mean, I know that's happened to me at least, I don't know, a ton of times. Until I just started following it. It makes no sense. And I can't have an expectation to outcome because it won't look that way. But every time I didn't follow that little voice, things went not right. Not the way that I should have. It was that I knew I should have trusted myself, but after the fact. So now I follow it, even if it makes no sense, even if I can't see the outcome. This is what we're being asked to do. And why? Because if I can't see the outcome, who's involved? Spirit, mystery, divine. That's who's taking charge of that. All I have to go, is it a yes or a no in my body? And then not follow what the mind tells me to do. Follow whatever the body tells me to do. It's scary. It's risky. This is what it looks like when you invite mystery into your life. So from this space, what is the gift for you in what's quote unquote going wrong for you right now? Mystery is knocking on your door trying to help you out. What is it trying to gift you with by it going differently than you expected or anticipated? So I talked about moon, right? Moon, emotional, lunar eclipse or whatever on the south node. I believe that's right. Emotions and letting go of the past. Okay. So now we go to the second eclipse, which is solar, I believe, on the north node, and north node is future, trajectory, purpose. And sun is standing in your shininess, your power, your unique expression of freaking divinity, man. You came down here, little tiny spark, to play and shine with whatever it is that lights you up. The world is actually moving in a way that will favor that. I don't know how. In a way that makes no sense and shocks the hell out of us, supposedly, this month. But I have no idea. Am I willing to see it? Hell yeah. Are you willing to see it? Are you willing to see it without feeling safe through the construct of your mind? Are you willing to step into a newer version of you that you cannot even fathom without having to do or not do anything to get there? Are you willing to just be and get present with what is here now? You have to figure it out. Just be right in this moment and get present. Most of the time we're far, far away, projected into the future or worried about the past, right? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen here? I have no money. I don't know what's going down. I just lost my partner. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I'm not talking about bypassing grief, right? I'm not making fun of any of this. But it's like we can't see the future. We don't know what's going to happen now that some circumstances has shifted. When that happens, it's opening a doorway for the divine to step in and drive. And all you have to do is like get in the back seat and enjoy the ride. Or not enjoy the ride, but take the ride. And then follow your yes. It sounds like I'm making this very easy. All right, in the concept, sure. When you start feeling this in your body, this is not easy work, okay? This is literally uprooting your nervous system from your unconscious and bringing it into conscious power of choice. This is how you do it. shadow work, making the unconscious conscious. Why? Because 95% of who we are just runs on autopilot. We don't think about it. We react automatically out of fear of the past coming back and I want to avoid it, or fear of the future and I don't know what it holds, right? And that all happens unconsciously. You're not like actively going to seek out what to fear, right? Nobody wants to be in that space. You wouldn't actively choose to be afraid if you had a choice. Your nervous system is choosing it based on past experience that your ego mind has decided needs to be controlled. I need to manage it. I need to create your safety. I need to do this. And in order for that, I'm going to make sure that we don't go back here again and that this doesn't happen in the future. Right? Can you feel this? What happens when you let that stop running who you are? You may not even be able to grasp that as a concept. But know if you're at that spot, there's a opening for divine to be moving in your life. That it's a doorway into higher you is calling you forward. And the screwy thing is when higher you calls you forward, it's not asking you to do anything. It's asking you to let go of everything you know and everything you think you are. The reason that we have to like, quote unquote, hit rock bottom before it gets better is because there is a divine calling to see the truth of the smallness that we have been identifying ourselves as. I can't let go of what I can't see. It's an ask, which is why we're usually always on our knees crying, because once we find out what it is we've been holding and we make it conscious, we're just like, oh my God, how could I have been doing this all this time? Right? We didn't know. Literally, you didn't know until you hit that moment of rock bottom. The mind will tell you, well, you should have seen it beforehand, but we're not going to listen to that. That's just a screwed up construct that isn't real. The truth is you couldn't have known before the moment you knew because you weren't ready for it. But when you do hit that quote unquote rock bottom and there's nowhere left to go and you finally see the truth of a piece of who you are, this is a massive shift in identity. This is what opens you up to becoming more than what you thought you could be. And you will go through millions of these in your lifetime. All of us do. The ride is saying yes to all of it and trusting deeper and deeper each time. Miracles can happen if you let them. And you don't necessarily get to know why these detours are necessary. But you can find the gifts in them if you look, if you ask, if you feel. You can awaken your own internal divinity by feeling into the truth of these things, gaining new perspective, allowing your view to shift. Thinking that you have to be lost in these little controlled constructs in order to stay safe, it's keeping you small. It's holding you back. And these two eclipses are an opportunity to flush the toilet on the past and open up to, I don't know what I am, show me who I am. Show me the absolute beauty of who I am without me trying to define it for you. Right, without little me trying to define it for myself, or your little you trying to define it for yourself. Letting spirit, universe, God, energy, whatever it is, show you who you are. And then just let it come in the time it comes. Be willing to enter the unknown. Be willing to do it different. Be willing to not know. You don't have to make yourself ready to not know. You don't have to know what to flush the toilet on of your past. Just when the emotions come, let them come. Grieve it and leave it. Let it leave you. Don't hold on to it. Don't argue for your own limitations. Yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. What if this? What if that? Yeah. What if this? What if that? But if I'm going to then be the one to control it, I can pretty much guarantee what if this, what if that's going to happen. If I'm willing to let go, I open to more possibility coming through and shifting things that I had no idea. And maybe I don't get to know. But if I believe that this detour is working in my favor, there's no doing it wrong right now, you guys. Like, this is a total time to play. What if everything that quote-unquote is going wrong in your life, maybe not everything, but certain things where you had expectations of them going differently and it's not going the way that you want it, what if everything that's going wrong for you, for your highest? Right? Because wrong is a definition that the ego mind is holding. What if it's going right? It's just not the way you planned, right? What's that saying? We make plans, God laughs. Right? That's it. Like, that's literally what we're talking about today. I'm going to trust the plan. And if I trust the plan, I believe that there is nothing I can do that's wrong. There's no wrong action. I can go do this job, and maybe it's not the job that I want or the thing that I thought I would have by now or whatever the hell it is, but I'm not going to go taking this job with the wrong thing. If it's the wrong thing for me and I feel unaligned in it because I'm a human and this doesn't feel good to me to be doing it, then I get to choose another path, and there's nothing wrong with making that choice. It didn't throw me off some thing or shift my whatever. There's no, like, this bullshit about making the right choice is not real. None of that is real. The only right choice to make is the one that feels right to you. Which is why I'm like advocating for you guys to like listen to your gut, get into your body, know all of that. This is where that mystery can talk to you. The body is a honing tool to listen to the word of whatever you want to call it, word of God, vibration from spirit, frequency of the universe, whatever the hell it is. This is how you align with that. It's body wisdom. That's why I push it so hard. Is because your instinct knows, and it knows automatically. Your internal voice, where it's like that little voice that it's like, oh, I didn't listen to it. Damn, I should have done that. Boom, proof. It's right here. This is where we are a resonant tool for spirit, our hearts and our bodies, to interpret that and how it lights up each and every one of our individual expression that we came here to express as our little spark of divinity. Right? I mean, that excites me. That gets me feeling all expansive and my head gets dizzy and whatever, because it's like, whee! Just even talking about that. There's so much freedom in that. But it's not at all what we've been taught is the right thing to do, quote unquote. It doesn't matter what's right. What matters is what's true. What matters is what feels real to you. Nobody else has to agree with it. It's about following your own true north. Solar eclipse, true north. How do you want to shine? What lights you up? Where have you been holding that back? Where have you been playing small when you knew you were born to stand out? And you have to figure out how. All you have to do is say yes. And if you can't say yes right now, then just say, I'm willing to say yes. And if you can't say I'm willing to say yes, then be willing to be willing to say yes. I don't care how many willings you add in front of that sucker. If you start doing that every morning, you get up and you make an intention, I am willing to say yes to my future life, or I am willing to say yes to a bigger version of me. Spirit will change your freaking life. Not guaranteeing it's going to be comfortable or look all sunshine and rainbows, but there's no guarantee of that now either. I can guarantee you it will feel, you will feel more connected than disconnected. You will begin to challenge the fear that maybe has been running your life or the conditioning that you thought was true or thought was your cage or thought was your limitation. And you'll start to realize, oh, shit. I am so much more than I thought. Okay. Angie in Sedona, how do I break free of fear and depression? Fear and depression, very different things. If your depression is because of the fear, same thing. If your depression is separate from that, it's a separate thing. But it's one in one word. Where is there hope for you? Where do you have hope? Right? And this might live in the inner little child of you, Angie, because most of us, if we're in fear and depression and we've been thinking about things that might take us off the planet, let's say, there is, and you're still here, there's something in there that has hope. There is something in here that goes, it's got to be something, it's got to be better than this. There's got to be more than this. And there is some piece of you that's hanging on to something in that realm, and you start just letting yourself go toward that energy. It isn't a denial of fear and depression. When you're in fear and you're in depression, you let that come up and you let it be here. And you don't, you just let yourself feel held. I will usually like grab a big blanket and put it behind me, like around my back. And I will pull it over my chest, like in front of myself, like I'm laying on a chest of someone behind me that's got arms around me. And I will lean my back up against a wall or something and just let those things feel without telling stories about why I need to be afraid, what I need to do about it. You stop the stories. They might still happen in your mind. But know that the stories aren't real, but your feelings are. And you let something hold you and tell you what is it that you needed to hear the first time you felt that fear and depression that you didn't get told? What are the words? Because a lot of the time, we got shamed or blamed or humiliated for where we were feeling things, and we keep them looping around in ourselves. So if there's your inner little child right now, she's going to know the answer to this. So I'm going to ask little tiny Angie in there, in the heart of you, I can see you. I'm going to ask you, when was the first time you felt fear and depression, little one? And if there's, you don't go searching for it, just let it come to you. And there we go. So she's going to remember that. There we go. And don't go down the hole. Stay here, stay here, stay here, stay here, stay here with me. There we go. There we go. All right. Now, little Angie, I want you to look at big Angie right now because she's here for you. Do you see her? Yeah. Now, big Angie, what do you want to tell the little version of you that she needed to hear when she didn't get it from whoever was there that couldn't say it? Tell her that right now. Yeah. And let all that be here. You don't have to fix it. It isn't that nothing bad happened. It's that whatever happened, happened, and she had a right to feel that way. And I'm so sorry that she's in pain. It never should have happened to her. And I'm sorry that she didn't get held and comforted. that she is allowed to have all her feelings anytime, anywhere, and we will hold for them to be here. You get to be as upset as you want, and there is nothing bad or wrong with you. You just didn't get what you needed in that moment. So give it to her now. And you can come back and do this at any time, anywhere. So when that comes up, that's a practice you can do. It's just let her have her emotions. Don't tell the story of whatever the story is that loops around in there about being bad or wrong. Or whatever it is, there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you for having these feelings. These are universal. Everybody has these. Most of us are hiding it from each other. Okay? Welcome to Club Human. We welcome you here. So I hope that was helpful. And I'm going to say goodbye to Angie's and her little child right now. And to you. And I hope that was helpful. I'm sending you lots and lots of love and heart energy to you right now. Okay. And that actually wraps us up for the day. So let me see here. So if you guys, if any of this resonates with you and you want to go deeper, find out how to connect with your joy, unleash your passion, get out of fear and depression in some of these things, and how to use shadow work to help you out. I have shifted my whole entire website, but you can go to darkgoddessacademy.com/shop. And there are free tools in there for you guys. There's an anxiety-free blueprint. There's a shadow work journal. There's also what is shadow work video that I created for you guys and how to use it. How does it help? So go soak all that stuff up. There's also an inner child meditation in there for $11. There's tons of stuff in there. And if you have any other questions, always feel free to reach out and email me at hello at darkgoddessacademy.com. You can also stalk me at Becca Honeycutt on Instagram. I put out a lot of stuff there. Get on my mailing list, all that jazz, whatever you guys need. I'm here. Ask me questions, whatever it is. So I hope you guys are well. Keep going. We're doing it. And I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. Have a good one.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.